dash C-14 engrossed amendments. Legislative Council drafted these dash C-14s. Every member does have a copy. The staff will review the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. You have the dash C-14 amendments. They are to the same gross version of the bill. The amendment would first direct ODOT to assist the State Parks and Recreation Department in the development of roads and such with, that are related to new historic sites, parks, or recreation areas that the Park Commission may acquire or designate. Further, it does require the State Parks and Recreation Department to propose additional criteria for the acquisition and development of those historic sites, parks, and recreation areas. Specifies that the criteria must include, but not be limited to, criteria to address opportunities that may be lost if acquisition is delayed, criteria to protect significant cultural and historic properties, and criteria to satisfy the need for overnight and large group use facilities on the perimeter of urban populations. The amendment does name specific examples of those properties, and it does direct the State Parks and Recreation Commission in establishing its own priorities for acquisition to consider both the criteria and specific examples, as well as to encourage public nomination of significant resources that meet appropriate criteria. The measure does declare an emergency effective on passage with this amendment.
Thank you. Is there any additional questions?
Question to the chairman.
Very
the parenthetical use of the examples, even though they are in that direction, the State Parks and Recreation Commission to consider those criteria. My understanding is that they're not binding on the agency.
That's right. Mr. Chair, Senator Farioli, that would be correct.
Senator Farioli, I believe the, on page two, the first two words are the pivotal to regarding your question, meaning such as rather than shall be.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash C-14 amendment to House Bill 2648.
Any discussion on that motion? The clerk, please call the roll.
Hi.
Hi.
Senator Scott.
Aye.
Chair
Adams.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Leonard.
Move House Bill 2648 forward to both chambers with a dispatch recommendation.
Representative Leonard has moved the same gross version of House Bill 2648 with the amendment dated July 21st and the 21st, and that the bill be further amended and repassed.
We do really do have to move to concur in the same amendments.
Okay. So, Representative Leonard has moved that the House concur in the Senate amendment stated July 21st, and that the bill be further amended and repassed. And Senator Shields has joined us. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Aye.
Representative
Leonard.
Aye.
Senator
Shields.
Aye.
Senator
Scott.
Aye.
Chair Adamson.
Aye. Having received the desired amount of votes, the motion and the constitutional amendment and everything else that we can pack into one day, the motion passes. We need a carrier in the House. Will be Representative Simmons in the Senate for concurrence.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
We got some time.
Pleasure working with you.
And we have your work.
Hold on, gentlemen.
Oh,
we closed the work session and we are adjourned, and I need a signature.